Alexander opened his eyes within the blue-tinted liquid that surrounded him, burning his eyes, although his skin felt okay. Tubes were stuffed down his throat and nose, and clamps kept his arms and legs from freeing him. Minutes passed, but eventually his father had hobbled in. His mother came in behind him. She was holding one of the new star beams with both hands. She had it pointed at his father's back, although she was smart enough to remain a safe distance away.
Release him.
You are a stupid, stupid woman. Do you have any idea what you're doing right now? The girl was bad enough, but you want me to release him?
She fired a warning shot close to his other leg, and the laser singed his pants before it struck the floor.
AI, release the human who is awake.
A minute or two passed while the liquid drained from the vat, and the clamps released Alexander. The tubes were pulled out of his head, but he remained standing. He stepped down from the platform and looked at his mother.
Where is Alexandria?
She's gone, Alexander. What do you want with her?
He stepped slowly across the room and stopped in front of his father.
I need her. He has made it so that I need her.
You can't have her, Alexander. Neither you nor your father. What you've both done to her is sickening beyond words, and it stops now. She's out of your reach now. Yours and his.
He moved too fast for his mother to react.
Oh.
One moment she held the star beam, and the next it was in her son's hand.
Mother, Alexandria has no choice in the matter. Neither do you. Neither does my father. Everything has already been arranged.
Alexander pulled the trigger.
Oh! Oh!
His mother looked down at the wound in her gut. The laser had cut straight through her, leaving a cauterized hole. He heard his father move. Alexander swung his left hand back and grabbed him by the head, then tossed him toward the wall. The man hit the floor and skidded until he smashed into a table. He looked down at his mother.
I'm sorry. There are things that must happen, and you were in the way of them. I promise you won't be the last, and I promise your death won't be in vain.
Alexander stood up and glanced once more at his father. He should probably kill Aurelius too, but he couldn't quite bring himself to do it. Alexander left him under the equipment covering him and walked out of the room.